On Monday, the trustees of the Hastings and Prince Edward District School Board approved their 2023-2024 budget to the tune of $233 million. This year, the board faced a $4.9 million budget challenge, including a $1.8 million inflationary deficit in transportation costs, a $525,000 inflationary deficit in utility costs, and $2.6 million in underbudgeting concerning supply and absence costs, along with a mandated requirement to balance the budget and an increased enrollment of 345 students. According to the Associated Committee report, the balanced budget was achieved by measures including staff cuts of 7 full-time positions and the removal of temporarily funded special education workers. Though the trustees commended board senior staff for their hard work in putting together a difficult budget, the feeling was not as complimentary for the budget itself and the provincial government. Trustee Rachel Prinzen found that the staff cuts were not reflective of the school board's strategic plan.
I think it's important that we're focusing on the students' needs, and when we're cutting essential frontline workers to any degree, I do have concerns about that. And so I feel like it's not really reflective of our multi-year strategic plan, especially with our EAs. I know that that has been a contentious subject, but I just want to put that out there to start the discussion that I am opposed to the accepting the budget for those reasons.
Trustee Ron Speck lamented over the budget staffing impact, especially in light of the news of the province's $22 billion of quote-unquote excess funds.
It does not give the true picture of what's happening within our board, though, within our schools. Increased enrollment should mean increase in budget and increase in staffing to support our students. Instead, our balanced budget cuts 7 positions. And it also eliminates EAs in some schools that had EAs last year. The thing that bothers me is, and I that it's been reported that the provincial government is sitting on $22.6 billion surplus in funds over 4 years. That equates to $5.6 billion a year. With 72 school boards across Ontario, let's estimate at a $3 million deficit per board. That's $216 million. Based on a $5.6 billion surplus, that's less than 4% of the surplus budget to bring back our board back to reality into last year.
Trustee Ernie Parsons criticized the Ford government's inverted approach to education and stressed increased advocacy.
Education clearly is not a favorite child at this moment. And all governments everywhere have extreme pressures for healthcare expenditures, for new employment and subsidies to major companies to come to Ontario. We won't improve healthcare without educated healthcare workers. We won't attract leading edge employers to this province without a skilled workforce. And we have that. But what we're doing today takes a step backwards and reduces the quality of education we're going to deliver. You know, politicians make the decisions on how the money is being allocated and what ministry has priority. Politicians have the only job in Ontario where there are no qualifications to be one. And sometimes that shows. And I can say that having been one. They know what they're told, and we need to tell them the rest of the story. We need to do it loudly. There are some professions in this province, folks, who meet with elected politicians every week. We meet with them once a year.
For Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.